Now, as you know, South Africa is currently recognizing the 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. The campaign is marked globally each year and aims to galvanize action to end violence against women and our girls using the hashtag HearMeToo. South Africans are uniting under the theme hashtag CountMeIn, which encourages members of society, especially men, to speak out against abuse and to work together to curb domestic violence. But joining us online this morning to tell us a bit more is Joanne van der Walt, Global Director of Promotions at Sage Foundation. Joanne, good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, hashtag CountMeIn, in light of the 16 days of activism, mobilizing our men to speak out against abuse. Tell us a bit more.
So what we've done as Sage Foundation is we've partnered with an organization called AI for Good, and we've developed a bot called Rainbow. And it lives on the Facebook Messenger platform. And the idea is that it gives a place or a voice for women and also men to be able to have a conversation about a relationship that's not feeling right to a non-human. So they would go on to one of your listeners or whoever it is that needs this kind of support would go on to Facebook Messenger, type in I am hi Rainbow, I beg your pardon, in the search bar, and then Rainbow would pop up. We've also worked with a not-for-profit called Soul City in South Africa, and we did this to really establish whether there was a need for something like Rainbow, where people want to speak to a non-human, and then also to find out what the most pressing issues are with people that are in situations of domestic violence. And the things that came up were the focus groups revealed that there were issues of being judged. So a lot of women feel like their own families, their peers, their colleagues judge them. So they don't want to talk out about it. And sometimes, you know, I work with a lady who was in a situation of domestic violence, and she didn't know for 3 years, and it was her own sister.
Mm.
So, you know, something like Rainbow, we hope will start the conversation.
Joanne, I've just gone into Messenger and typed Hi Rainbow into the search bar. Wow, this is actually incredible.
Yeah.
I'm basically having a chat to someone that's not someone, but it's someone, which is really incredible in terms of, you know, the other side being anonymous. A lot of the time we wonder, you know, are people going to judge us about the things we say or the secrets we tell or the abuses that we are going through? So this is absolutely incredible. In terms of, you know, it being launched and the success rate thus far, you know, how many people have engaged?
So it was only launched about 2.5 weeks ago, and it's a world first. We started in South Africa because we have such a high rate of domestic violence. According to the World Health Organization, it's 1 in 3 women that are affected by domestic violence. And in our testing phase, our pilot phase, we have 2,500 unique users in South Africa that are already engaging with Rainbow, and over 55,000 conversations happening on the bot. So that's actually a really sad stat. I don't think it's, you know, anything that we should be proud of, but it just shows that there really is a need for a tool like this. Rainbow definitely doesn't seek to replace a human. It's a robot. It's a machine. It will learn over time what kind of responses are required, what types of questions are being answered. But, you know, if it gets to a point where it doesn't feel like it's able to answer, it will pass the user off to a human being or a help center.
Now, you know, in terms of mobilizing more people, of course, you know, this particular platform is using your mobile phone or your PC and having the internet to do so. So in terms of the migration, so to speak, you know, how do we encourage people to actually utilize the platform?
So there's two ways. They can either do it on their feature phone or their smartphone by accessing Facebook or the Facebook Messenger app. The second way is to just do it over the internet. So to go to www.hirainbow.org, and then they'll arrive at on the Rainbow landing page, and there's a little icon at the bottom of the page which says chat now. And they click on that icon and they start having a conversation with Rainbow. They would need access to the internet to be able to converse with Rainbow.
In terms of, you know, going forward, and of course, you know, this for me, seeing it, you know, is a first, it's breakthrough, and using technology to speak and tell the stories, 16 days of activism, you know, do we see a trend forming over the next few years with where more initiatives, you know, using technology will be out there for people to use?
Totally. So I think that the role of artificial intelligence, provided it's done in a very ethical way and sort of sticks to an ethical framework of not trying to replace humans, not trying to create empathetic responses where it would be better if the person affected would be speaking to a human being. But definitely, I think that going forward, there's a lot that AI can do in society, which is for good and in an ethical manner. So I do think that there's a place for Rainbow. You know, we started in South Africa. The plan is to roll it out into other regions later on, and for it to also become a little bit more sophisticated. So for now, it tells stories, so it allows the user to identify unhealthy patterns in terms of a partner that wants to control their finances, wants access to their phone, you know, intimacy issues, etc. A lot of the themes that are emerging from our users are also around sexuality, alcoholism, because obviously it has a very direct link to domestic violence. So yeah, I definitely think that in the future it's going to have a bigger role to play. We're hoping that it will assist with evidence gathering. If someone is affected by domestic violence, they're able to sort of document the date, the time, what happened, etc.
Wow.
It will get stored in the cloud, and eventually when they're ready to do something about it, it's there and it's available. That's the next phase. As I said before, the Sage Foundation sort of got in at the ground floor in terms of funding Rainbow, and we're hoping that with further funding we're able to do more great work.
Well, Jan, it's been absolutely enlightening chatting to you this morning, and certainly, you know, using artificial intelligence to support victims of domestic violence is incredible. So hats off to you and the team and everyone involved, you know, for creating this platform that's much needed for our women, children and those, you know, who are victims of domestic violence. But thank you so much for your time this morning and for sharing with us.
Thank you.
And that was Joanne van der Walt, Global Director of Promotions at Sage Foundation.